So this story is just the crumbs of the remains of what was once some of the rituals and initiation rites that the priestesses for Mother Hala would go through. So from Grimm's, here's the version. Kleina was a young girl, and she lived in the heart of the forest with her stepmother and her stepsister. Now, she was such a lovely, sweet child. And as she grew, she became kinder and more generous in spirit every day, as opposed to her stepsister, who was selfish and greedy, and the stepmother, who favored her own daughter over Kleina. Well, she encouraged that behavior because then the child was more like her. But over time, as they grew, you could not find two more opposite people. Well, finally, the stepmother grew tired of hearing all the neighbors talk in positive and praising tones about Cleta when they had nothing but criticism for her own daughter. And so she set the two girls spinning on the edge of the well. And she told them, which either of the two of you breaks their thread first, woe be to that one, for down into the depths she'll go. And of course, to her own daughter, she gave the strongest, best flax that one could buy. And to Kleina, she gave the most miserly and broken and poor flax. And so in spite of all of Kleina's skills, of course, it was her thread that broke first. And the stepmother simply came up behind her and pushed her into the well and yelled down, and that will be the end of you. But she was wrong, because it was only the beginning. Kleina fell head over heels, heels over head, on and on, until suddenly she felt herself slowing down until her feet lightly touched the ground and she found herself under a brilliant sky in a beautiful land. And as she started to walk forward, the hedge called out, Oh, maiden, be careful. I am old and frail, and you could break me. Oh, gladly I will be careful. And so she stepped lightly over the hedge, so carefully it didn't even cause a twig to tremble. Thank you, blessings, called the hedge after her. And Kleina went on. She came across an oven in the middle of a meadow, and there was a fire roaring underneath. And the oven called out, Maiden, maiden, help me, please. I have been cooking these loaves for 7 long years, and I fear they will burn if someone doesn't take them out. Good point. And so she said, gladly I will. And she covered her hand with her sleeve and opened the door and took out 7 loaves and laid them on the grass. And, they smelled so good. Her stomach began to rumble, and the oven said, you can take one, maiden, if you want, and my blessings go with you. And so she took the smallest one, and she ate it as she walked along. Until she came to a cow. The cow was grazing in the meadow, and it had a bucket hung on one of its horns. And the cow said, maiden, maiden, come milk me, please. I haven't been milked in 7 years. You can imagine that cow was uncomfortable. And so she said, gladly I will. And she milked the cow, and it smelled so good. And the cow said, drink your fill. And please, when you're done, will you pour it over my hooves? It will make them feel so much better. And then hang the bucket on my horn. And she said, gladly I will. And so she left with the cow's blessings too. She went along and along until she came to an old woman sitting in front of a tiny little cottage. And so she went up and she bowed before her. And she said, good day, good mother. And the old woman looked at her through rheumy eyes and said, well, it's good manners you have, but do you have the patience to comb out my hair? Gladly I will, she said. And she had that behind the old woman, and she undid her hair and she combed it out until the sunlight spangled upon it. Oh, you've done a fine job, said the old woman. And if you're looking for a position and somewhere to stay, you just go over that hill to the farm of Frau Holda, or Mother Holda. And so she did. And when she got there, it was a beautiful farm. And there was a woman out front, and she was spinning the whole time she sat there, and she came up to her, and the woman looked up, and she smiled. And when she smiled, she saw she had long, snaggly teeth, and she almost ran away, but she didn't want to be rude, and so she looked down. And she said, "Do not be afraid, child. I am Mother Hala, and you can stay with me if you want, and you can work. For I am the one who, when I beat my pillows, I cause it to snow upon the land." And so, Kalina stayed there. Never had she slept in such soft beds. Never had she had so much food in her stomach and been so well fed. She'd get up in the morning and she'd milk the cows, and she would sing soothing songs to them so they'd be so happy for her to milk them. And no sooner did she finish milking the cows than all these cats began to whine between her legs. And she goes, "Oh, it's milk you'd be wanting." And she found saucers enough for all those cats and filled them with milk. And then in the afternoon, she would sift out the cornmeal. She would sift it so fine that the cornmeal would come out white as snow. And then a flock of sparrows landed around her, and she would take the corn and toss it across the ground for the sparrows to have something to eat as well. Well, Mother Hala was so pleased with her work, she decided she'd begin to test her skills. And so first she said, "Here, my dear, here's a sieve. Take the sieve down to the stream and carry water back to me with it." Well, the poor child, she tried again and again, and it did not work until the sparrows began to fly around her head and say, "Ashes, ashes." And she understood. She took that sieve back up to the farmhouse, lined it with ashes, and then she put it in the water and it carried all the way back. And Mother Hala said, "Ah, wisely done. Wonder how you decided to do such a thing. Did you have help?" And she smiled with those big teeth. And Kalina just looked down and didn't say a word. Well, the full moon came around, and she gave her a second task. She said, "Take these two long threads. One is black, one is white, and wash them in the stream until they turn the black to white and the white to black." Well, she washed and scrubbed and washed and scrubbed, but she could not figure out how that was ever going to happen until the sparrows flying around her head said, "I have to think about this. Black to the east, white to the west." And so she did. She ran it through the water, one to the east and the other to the west, and they turned the opposite color. She brought those threads back to Mother Hala, and she said, "This is beyond my expectation. I wonder how you came by the wisdom to do such a thing. Could you have had help?" Kalina just looked down as Mother Hala smiled with her big, long teeth. Another month went by, and at the next full moon, she gave her those same two threads, and she said, "Now, by sunset, I'd like you to weave these into cloth." Well, the child thought, "No problem." And she took them and tried to weave and tried to weave, but everything became a snarled mess, and she was about to break into tears when the cats came into the room and said, "Let us help, let us help." And she said, "Here, you couldn't do a worse job than I did." And in an instant, they wove that cloth perfect, flat, and as supple as any cloth given to a princess. And when she brought it to Mother Hala, she said, "This is amazing. I do wonder how you achieved such a thing. Could you have had help?" And again she smiled with those long teeth, the kind you find on a skull. And Kalina just looked down and didn't say a word. Well, finally, after a year and a day, Mother Hala said, "The time has come for you to leave us. Before you go, go to the upstairs room, and there'll be three chests there. Pick one, but do not open it until you get to the place where you plan to stay." So Kalina, she went up the stairs, and there was a chest of gold, a chest of silver, and a chest made out of lead. And because she couldn't open them, she started to pick them up and shake them and to feel them just like you would with your presence. She didn't know what to do until the cats came padding into the room, and they said, "Leave the gold, leave the silver, take the lead." Well, the cats hadn't let her long yet, had they? And so she took the lead chest underneath her arm, and she bade goodbye to Mother Hala and the cows and the cats and the sparrows, and she went on her way, and she got a cake from the old woman and milk from the cow. She got some bread from the oven, and when she stepped lightly over the hedge, suddenly she was back standing by the well. Well, when the stepmother and stepsister saw that, they were not pleased to see her, and they took their brooms and they drove her away from the house and off to the hen house. But Cleona didn't mind. She cleaned it, and she took out all the spider webs, and she made it as clean as she could be, and then she opened up that lead chest, and a shining came forth that was so bright that people came running from the nearby village, because inside that chest were jewels of all sizes and shapes, and they all shone beautiful. Well, the stepmother, she took her daughter by the collar, and she brought her over to the well, and she threw her down and said, "Don't come back until you bring treasures better than your sister's." Well, everything went on as just before, except that the maiden was completely different. And she was rude and terrible to everyone, including Mother Holla. She barely did a bit of work, and when she did, it was terrible, and the poor animals that she cared for suffered for it. And finally, after a year and a day, because she couldn't even do the tasks put before her, Mother Holla said, "Be gone, but before you leave, you can go upstairs and pick one of the chests." Now, I bet you can just guess which chest that girl chose. What do you think?
Gold.
You must have been there. She took that gold chest, she put it under her arm, and she went back. And let me tell you, it was a long way back, because she didn't get the cake, she didn't get the milk, she didn't get the bread. And when she finally stepped over that hedge, it ripped and tore at her, but finally she came out next to the well. And after being gone a year and a day, her mother had eyes only for that golden chest. "What a clever daughter you are after all," she said. Come into the house." She didn't stop to offer her food or drink or have a rest. Instead, she insisted that they take that chest into the best room of the house. And there they opened it, and a light came from that indeed, but it was not the light of jewels. Instead, it was the light of the sun itself. And flame came licking out, and it licked up at the walls and at the ceiling. It consumed everything. The house, the stepmother, and the stepsister were gone. And you know, the neighbors didn't seem to miss them very much. But they did remember them, and that is good. Because of them, we still have the story. And they say that Cleona, well, she lived in that little hen house that shone like a jewel all the rest of her long-lived days.